From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report.
En un lugar de la Mancha, de cuyo nombre no quiero acordarme.
En un lugar de la Mancha, somewhere in La Mancha. That line is one of the most famous in literature because it opens Don Quixote by the Spanish novelist Miguel Cervantes. After the Bible, Don Quixote is the most published and translated book in the world. And that matters more in the U.S. than it used to, since Hispanics are now the country's largest minority. This year marks the 400th anniversary of Don Quixote's completion in 1615. Still, in 2015, how relevant is this 1,000-page-long 17th-century saga of a crazy old Spaniard who thinks he's a heroic knight? It's a heavy doorstop novel, right?
It's quite the opposite.
Ricardo Castells is a professor of Spanish at Florida International University in Miami. This weekend, FIU is hosting an annual symposium for Cervantes scholars in Florida, open to the public.
It's actually something that's a pleasure to read. You're not slogging through a 400-year-old book that you can't understand.
At its core, this is a comic novel that regales us with the delusional exploits of Don Quixote and his sidekick, Sancho Panza, starting with a battle against windmills Quixote thinks are evil giants. The windmills win. It's satirical. It's absurdist. Don Quixote isn't 400 years old. It was 400 years ahead of its time.
It broke with everything that had been published at the time.
Ann Cruz is a professor of Spanish at the University of Miami. She started the Florida Cervantes Symposium a decade ago, and she considers Don Quixote the first modern novel. It mocked medieval chivalry long before Monty Python did. It imagined magical realism before Garcia Marquez did. It tore down walls between actors and audience before Woody Allen did. Its carnival of characters from seemingly every country and social class lies beyond the narrow, courtly world most writers saw at that time.
He wanted to include as many people as he saw himself, and that included what we would now call minorities.
I met Don Quixote 30 years ago in a literature class in Venezuela at the UCAB, the Universidad Católica Andrés Bello in Caracas. I would put Rodrigo's guitar concertos on my cassette player and dive into every delightful chapter.
Adarga Antigua, Rocín Flaco y Galgo Corredor.
And I'll admit, it changed me. It's a mistake to cast Don Quixote as a symbol of folly and futility, of tilting at windmills. It's Quixote's profound idealism that makes the book so universally popular. He inspires you to be whatever hero you want to be. I resolved to become a foreign correspondent while studying Don Quixote. I even manned up and fell in love. I met my wife Jola in that class. Ricardo Castells of FIU knows what I'm talking about.
Don Quixote creates his own life, or recreates his life. This is, in a sense, his bucket list.
That idea resonates in America, and especially today in Latin America, where social mobility is finally starting to feel like a reality. That's given Quixote new meaning for students at the UCAB in Caracas, like Renier González.
No deja que el mundo imponga su visión sobre lo que...
Don Quixote doesn't let the world impose its identity on him. He defies society's rules the way Cervantes plays with literary rules.
Quixote likes to rescue damsels in distress, but UCAB student Maria Betania Caldera told me her generation sees a feminist message in the novel.
Any woman reading this sees the possibility of liberating herself from stereotypes.
Ann Cruz at UM agrees that women in Don Quixote were also centuries ahead of the curve.
Cervantes gives them voice. They have so much agency. They take initiative.
Like the beautiful shepherdess Marcela, who rejects 17th century expectations of marriage.
I am free and do not care to submit to another.
The freedom Don Quixote exemplifies speaks to FIU graduate student Erisbel Tabio, who will give a paper at this weekend's Cervantes gathering. Tabio came to the U.S. 8 years ago from Cuba, where he says the novel helped him survive communism.
Especially when you are in a system like Cuba, we need crazy people like Don Quixote to fight for the more vulnerable people.
Even if they're just fighting windmills. Thanks to Veronica Cuesta at the Centro Cultural Español in Miami for reading Don Quixote. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.